If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 6th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Rowan Atkinson. Mr. Bean is 56 today. Earl Scruggs is 87. Bonnie Franklin of the TV show One Day at a Time turns 67. And Lou Harris of his famous Poles is 90 today. Also, posthumously, according to tradition, Joan of Arc was born on this day in 1412 in France. Surely her last name wasn't of Arc, was it? Isn't that kind of odd, though, that we're celebrating her birthday? And I guess they don't know what her last name was. But, you know, happy birthday, dear Joan of Arc. That didn't even fit the song. Anyway, happy birthday to you. And of all the little of Arcians that are out there now, she certainly has to have some descendants somewhere. Maybe not. They burned her. Without Wikipedia, I wouldn't have a brain. Okay, according to this, she led the French army to several important victories during the Hundred Years' War, paved the way for the coronation of Charles VII, captured, sold to the English, tried in a court, burned at the stake when she was 19 years old. Ew. See, it's all relative. Now you don't feel so bad when you can't get cell service, right? It was also on this date in 1968, that Dick Clark premiered his television series Happenin' 68. The show ran through September of 1969. See, this is the interesting thing about television and media. Now, if you'd have run a show called Happenin' 68, and it was called Happenin' 68, and it ran in 69, if you did that today, people would go crazy. They couldn't handle it. Oh, sure. We're fine with birds falling out of the sky, with our political leaders not doing anything to help us. People, the unemployment rate, sky high, disasters all over the world. But you put the wrong year at the end of a Dick Clark show, and you are in deep trouble, sir. In 1975, 1,000 Led Zeppelin fans rioted while waiting for tickets to go on sale at Boston Gardens. It did about $30,000 in damage. I do have a Led Zeppelin connection and story. I emceed their concert when they came to Macon. To the best of my knowledge, they were only here once, and it was clearly a phone-in. Oh, my God. And now I'm going to make public a story that a lot of people probably don't know, and that I'm privileged to know, and I'm not sure I should tell this, but I am anyway, because, you know, the 20 people that listen to this will now know the truth. Macon used to get a lot of incredible concerts, and a lot of people thought it was because of our musical heritage, but the real fact was because we were on the way from Atlanta to Jacksonville. And so and this is important, the guy that ran the Macon Coliseum, which is the biggest venue we have in town, Jack Lavery, was personal friends with Colonel Tom Parker. That is how we got Elvis and got him continually. I mean, he always played Macon, Georgia. And so what happened was this trickle-down effect with promoters. They're going, well, hell, if Elvis played Macon, we may as well sign up for it too. But when Led Zeppelin came through here, by phoning it in, I mean, they did a set of a couple of songs. Clearly, they were not feeling the groove that night. All of the band members except one would go to the back, and that one band member would play a solo for 20 minutes. Then another band member would come out and start playing a solo, and the guy who was on stage would go to the back and join the others. So we're all sitting in the audience with kind of a what-the-hell look on our faces, which you can't see, of course, because it's dark. At this point in my career, I had emceed so many concerts, I really didn't care. So I didn't stay backstage with everybody. I'd take my girlfriend, and then, you know, I'd emcee the concert. Then I'd go sit with her and enjoy the music with everybody else. Because basically, once you've introduced the band, your job is done. You get your money, you go home. I'm not trying to be too hard on my city, but the Coliseum, Macon Coliseum, has probably the worst acoustics of any venue in the world. In fact, the Carpenters, Richard and Karen Carpenter, played Macon. And Richard Carpenter said, "We'll never play Macon again. The acoustics here are awful." And you know why? Because they built the Macon Coliseum to look like an Indian mound. You know, we have the National Monument, the Okmulgee National Monument, and so the Native Americans built these incredible mounds, and they built this Coliseum to copy that. It may have been great for a tribe meeting, but not so much for a concert. We'll see you tomorrow.